Okay.
There's a lot of people waking up, and I say that in quotations because I've been hearing that for the last how many years? Like, right. Oh, the big awakening, it's coming, and everybody's being awoke, and da-da-da. But with that great power comes great responsibility. You know that. So I feel like it's actually forcing people to either get on their own bandwagon of understanding, realizing themselves and being honoring themselves, being with themselves. That is part of the Great Awakening. You're being shown all this stuff to be able to heal your body, heal yourself. That is the Great Awakening. Not that, oh my gosh, the world's going to turn to beauty, love, and light. It's not like, oh, you're going to be shown that the government is corrupt. You knew that. You didn't have to be awoke for that stuff.
And it's like, not new. People right. think it's new. It's not new. Look at your history.
Yes.
How it's corruption, the depths of it changes over time, but it's like, it's not right. new.
That's not an awakening. Awakening is the fact of we are literally being shown that we are an energetic vibration. And people are very fearful of that. Like, things are starting to come to them. They're starting to hear things, see things, experiences more traumatic things in their life. Everything's more intense for this awakening. It's like everything's on steroids almost, if I want to call it. And people are literally, they're either going one way or the other. The duality is actually
pulling things apart.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. So the Great Awakening has nothing to do with the physical around it. All has to do with the inside of your body, awakening to your own truths, your own fears, your own disconnections, your own disbeliefs, whatever you want to call it. The Great Awakening is actually you getting your internal compass, internal power back. But people have no idea how to even utilize it, so they're fucking it up.
And I actually have moments where I feel like really high anxiety about the fact that I look around and I'm like, people.
Yeah.
And I really, ultimately, I'm the first person that I'm calling people. Okay. Calling myself out first. It's easier to look at yep. other people, but I catch myself and I'm like, Jill. But I do also at the same time, I'm like, I feel this real sense of urgency yeah. of if we're unwilling to truly think, participate, live, be in our essence.
Right.
The consequences are getting pretty intense.
Absolutely.
Now, where we could kick that can down the road in the past our whole lifetime, we can't kick that can down the road any longer. And I see myself still kicking the can down the road at times, and I see many other people that some I know, some I don't. But yeah, that's where that anxiety comes up. I'm like, how interesting, like anxiety on this side, like take a few breaths.
Yep.
You know, and what you just said tells me the anxiety is more around being worried that I'm going to say fuck it up.
Yeah.
That I'm more, the anxiety is more frightened that what if I get this wrong?
Yep.
And I think the message is more along the lines of it's just a matter of engaging it. It's not a matter of getting it right or wrong. It's actually saying, hey, I'm not going to let someone else control me. I'm not going to let someone else dictate what I think, feel, believe, know. Yes. As long as we make that choice, set that intention, call it whatever you want.
Isn't that the Great Awakening? We never had that ability in the past. Nobody told us it was okay.
Right. And we can.
With ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, I've always found myself a bit outside of the crowd on things. I've always found myself thinking differently, you know, about something like perceiving it differently or yeah. something. And then I have friends, very dear friends too, who see stuff that way too. That's how we've come together, is like we attract each other from when we look at stuff and go, don't other people see this? And they do. There's a lot of people who do, but there's a lot of people say who don't. But the way that I see people sheeping together
yeah.
does give me anxiety at times. And then I have to just breathe, say, Jill, just look at where you're sheeping.
Yep.
and just keep doing what you're doing and keep putting it out there that you're, you know, making that choice and intention over and over again. As we said earlier, do something different.
Yes.
And I think my anxiety starts to arise about it more when I'm kicking, like, subconsciously into sheeping.
Mm-hmm. Well, and here's the thing.
Cracks me.
Yes. And when the awakening, people tend to gravitate towards somebody that is going through the same experience. So that's part of the great awakening also, is to, like, are you experiencing? So then you have somebody else to share your experience with it, because that's very beautiful and there's an honor. But what people have learned to do then, and almost then, it turns into a, oh my gosh, what's the right word? Enabling. Then you start enabling, and that you're not then being true to your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
That's the sheeping, like everybody coming together. It's like, yeah, I'm going to you for help or to understand this, but you're not supposed to literally cling to each other and be like, then become like this one big group. It's like, where's your individuality? You're losing sense of that awakening.
And I have a deep, deep, deep sense of individuality. I have for a long time. I'm learning how to make it a beautiful thing. It's caused a lot of troubles too in my lifetime. But it being what it is, I think the anxiety I feel when I look at the world, when I feel the anxiety when I'm looking at the world, is because I'm picking up on that. It's a not an individual world. It's a collective.
Yeah.
And I just have a really deep, I feel like I lose myself if I consent to a collective, that I no longer get to choose, decide, think, be, and express creatively, that I have to give up
right
myself in order for the collective. But then, which done well is probably a beautiful thing, but I'm like, who's the collective and who then gets to be in charge? Because we're not living in a world where there aren't people in charge, where there isn't a hierarchy. That's where I get the anxiety from it, right?
Because
It's like I pick up that this vibe is out there of, you know, just become part of the collective, people. Just become part of the collective. But it begs the question, and this is even calming me as I'm thinking it through and thinking about, it begs the question of, then who gets to be in charge of the collective?
You
is how it's supposed to go, but that's not what we're being asked to do.
Correct.
We're being asked to become part of the collective and let someone else be in charge. I mean, doesn't that take enabling to the most dysfunctional degree you can get to?
Yep. It's literally, we are an individual person on this planet. But yet, when we are in our individual selves and we're on our individual self, that is actually the collective. Right. So the more we are honoring ourselves, just doesn't mean that you get to be like selfish. You know, we're not talking about that, but honoring your creativity abilities, honoring the fact that this is how I want to live and I'm very happy with where I live. Why does somebody else have to come and tell me to mow my lawn this way? Really? Like my lawn's mowed, like I'm taking care of it. Why does it matter that mowed this way? You know, it's more honoring and respect. Like, I'm not harming you. You're not harming me. Like, we're doing good. So when you're doing that, you're honoring yourself, your individuality. And then that's actually when you put that vibe out there, that is a collective, which is beautiful.
Right. The collective is a collection of individuals together. But but right now, when I feel that sense of anxiety about it, it's the collective is, hey, Kim, here's how you need to mow your lawn.
Yeah.
And if you don't agree with me, we're no longer in love and light, and that means that I get to kill you.
Yep.
Which makes no sense when you stand outside of that and really analyze that and go, well, if we're in love and light, then you can't be angry at someone who doesn't agree with you. You're supposed to also love them.
Yeah.
And so it gets just all kind of energetically gets like tricky, you know. And it's a weird example, but I'm going to throw it out there because it keeps coming to me, is that years ago animals could be outdoors.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Perhaps it was a problem, but they just were still outdoors.
Yes.
Now I have literally seen many, many conversations where people are like, the idea of the collective needs to agree that all animals should be kept this way. And I'm like, that's not a collective thing. That's a dictator. That's you telling everyone else how to do it. And yep. that to me is what's going on right now. But we're being told you're not a good person because you won't line yeah. up. You won't, you know.
You let your dog sit out in a kennel outside. Yeah. Paul, you are a horrible person. Yeah. You know, he needs to be inside next to you in bed with you at night and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, because they're family members. And to that person, it may, you, your yeah. dog... I know lots of people whose dogs are their family members, and I respect yep. that. But absolutely. I also know people who dogs are dogs. They're not a family member. Yep. They don't abuse them, but they don't have them living like as a child in their home.
Yep. Neither of them are right nor wrong. That is their personal preference. And yeah. is it harming anybody else? No. You are the other person, society, whomever it is, they're just putting judgments out there.
It's that judgment thing again. And yep. that judgment thing needing to be delineated of who gets to decide what harm is, because a pet owner who calls a dog a child says you are harming a pet, a dog, when they're not raised as a child. But see, that's a problem. That because that scale only scales one person's perception, one person's definition of what it means to not harm an animal. Mm-hmm. And we are very, very, very stuck in that. That's what I'm saying. When I look around, I see yeah. that. I pick that up and it makes me anxious and I just start going anxiety because I don't know. Then I have to calm myself down, find my own center. And I'm bringing this up just because I'm sure there's lots of people who find themselves even kind of oddly, weirdly feeling anxiety when you're not even really sure why. And this is what I've unearthed, is I'm like, it's because I'm seeing and experiencing and picking up on stuff that's going on around that, like you said, in yep. one point in the past, we kind of didn't even have to or couldn't discern it. And now right. we can't not discern it. And I know that's a right. double negative, but
it's true.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful, great awakening. Isn't it marvelous?
But you gotta own your own. You gotta own your own. You gotta own your own.